Okay, welcome Lagos. Good morning to you, wherever it is you are listening right now. I hope that you woke up on a bright side. It's quite a sunny morning today. Did you notice?
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's quite sunny. And I'm loving it.
You love the sun?
Yeah, I mean,
in the
something
morning.
About yeah, there's something about morning this sun. Morning sun.
Okay.
Some people say it has vitamin D. I don't know how true that is. But yeah, it's a sunny morning today. So welcome, Lagos. How are you doing?
what you said now just reminded me. It's as if a spirit in me told me, Collins, remember how Africa got its name from. It's from the sunlight. And the importance of that, there are people in this world who for months or even some people, depending on the situation, maybe years, they never see the sunlight. I mean, to think that there are places on earth that people leave, that's, you know, to see the sun sometimes a big deal. And the fact that we just wake up in the morning, oh, look at the sun. Oh, sun. Some people's excursion, they're like their children, they have to look forward to when, like the way we used to wait for, what do they call it again? Eclipse. The way you used to wait for eclipse. Mm-hmm. That's the way some people wait for sun, just to look at the city sun. So, hey, yes, indeed. Maybe that's a reminder that we should appreciate every single experience, including waking up and seeing the sun.
How are you this morning?
I feel good. I feel great. That's the least I could say. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad that you feel great.
Oh my, you just said fine. Okay, I'm glad that you feel fine too. Well, Lagos, how are you doing? Because now you know we're fine. We want to know how you're doing. Is there anything going on with you, your neighborhood, you'd like to let us know? But first, how do you feel? How's your body feeling you? Oh, come on, how do you say that?
How's your body feeling you?
Are you feeling your body? Oh my. But you know what I'm trying to say, guys? How are you feeling in your body? Every fiber of your being, every cell of your blood, every tissue in your body, every single part of you. How do you feel this morning? Can you feel your pulse? Would you like to share with us how the feeling is?
And not to forget what's going on around your area as well. Today, something just dropped in my heart and I'm like, okay, let me ask Lagosians this question. What does it feel like working in Lagos? I've worked outside Lagos. I've worked in Osun State. I've worked in Ibadan. And the feel of working in those states are quite different from working in Lagos. So there are some peculiarities when it comes to working in Lagos.
That's right. That's totally right. I mean, city to city, there are different experiences. I remember, I also worked in Ibadan. I worked in Abeokuta too, briefly. But I realized that even though they were closely, that, you know, the moment you move from Ibadan to Abeokuta, you know the difference.
There's a huge difference.
There's a difference. The moment you move, and it's not about the infrastructure, it's just the atmospheric condition.
The feel
condition, the
is
feel.
Different.
And the moment you enter Lagos,
they tell you, this is Lagos.
You know. from when you the way you be greeted or the way you look at the people look at you, you know. So it's a good question to ask.
Yeah, what does it feel like working in Lagos? The atmosphere difference. If you have experienced working out of Lagos before, can you compare it to working in Lagos? And was it cool for you or not?
Working in Lagos is the big deal. So some people, it means different things to them.
Yeah. To some people, working in Lagos probably means that not every vacancy actually does mean vacancy. In the sense, some of us have been
dagoed
because they see vacancy. submit your CV. We are in need of,
40K a month.
40K.
Earn a job, and they'll use chalk to write it. I'd be like, you want to pay somebody 40K a month and you're looking for, you cannot even do normal.
You cannot publish that.
No. It's not
a normal publish. Banner.
Banner. You can't even print the paper. Normal print. Just print out the number on the paper. The way, you know, that kind of paper you put when you want to sell a vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, call this for sale. You can't even do that.
It's chalk.
And you're saying that it's 40K. You just write chalk, use something and write. See, look, and that stuff would be
great. Have you ever tried to call that number before?
I won't lie. There was a time in my life I was on the streets, really, I was doing business and I got tired.
Oh, my God.
Because I actually was, when you're selling books, it's another business. When you're selling consumables, like maybe water, soft drinks or anything.
Snacks.
People can say, hey, give me one there because people are hungry. when you're selling books,
were you part of those people that said 20 ways to be successful?
And meanwhile, my tie and my so I'll go to bus stops carrying the books. Goodness. All right, I'll carry the books to the bus stops, and then, and I'm telling you, this is good for you. Some of them are mostly Christian books.
Okay.
I say, all right, you know, feed yourself with the spirit of the word of God. Me gone. I did not. At the time, I was not feeding myself with the word, you know. But that was my hustle. All right.
Uh-huh.
At one point, I waka kilometers.
Hey.
Waka, you know what? Hey. That's a kilometers. Now me didn't do that song for. I tried from bus stop to bus stop to bus stop to bus stop to park to from park to park.
Wow.
I don't sell one book, and I had to trek back, to where Oyinbo. I'd move on. And that day I said, no, what? I need a job. So I saw where the roads in chalk, like
vacancy.
And then that's not the only number I called. I even called the one that say, if you want to make money in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the number before I realized that it could be ritualists. You know those people in the bus, say they put sticker. That okay, ritual. So yes, I had that experience. But when I called, the person was sounding as if he's even hungry. The person needs my help. So I was like, no, I can't do this.
Wow.
Working in Lagos is just another experience.
Working in Lagos indeed. So Lagos, I mean, let's hear from you. What does working in Lagos mean to you? Does it mean that you have to sleep over at your work just so that you can, you know, wake up early in the office because you don't want to be part of the traffic? Or working in Lagos could mean that you spend half of your day in traffic.
Like, what they are paying you to work for, the hours you spend at work are way, way, way lower than the hours you spend on your way home. I mean, where does that happen in this world? I don't know. On your way work, on your way to the office to work, and your way back home, you spend more time.
Yeah.
In fact, 5 to 10 times more valuable time than what you spend at work. So what does working in Lagos really mean to you? does it mean sleeping in your car and having your entire
what you wear? Entire nap time?
Nap time.
Okay.
And what you're going to wear throughout the week in the boot of your car, because I've done that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Stay there in the boot of your car. You just have it. It's not as if you're not a street guy. You get what I'm saying? You have a house. it's like maybe in Ikorodu, you're working on the island, or the house is maybe somewhere on the mainland, you know that, I can't enter. I can't be going to my tour right now. I can't be going to my... And you have to have everything week in, week out in your car. And of course, nobody has to know. Nobody have to know, say you don't have a house on the island. And you have to be at work looking clean every following morning. So what do? You dry clean your stuff, putting your boots.
Or your the back seat.
Yeah. And you just, you know, drive around island, you know all the joints. People think maybe you are chopping life. Meanwhile, you're budgeted. Everywhere you go, you spend small. At least when it's night, you find your regular spots.
You know, or are you one of those who, you know, you wake up as early as 3 o'clock and you start your movement by 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in the car, you're, you know, sleeping through till probably, let's see, 8 o'clock when you get to your office. You know, some people get to like complete the sleep.
Yeah.
In the bus.
Absolutely.
Or in the car. Just because we are working in Lagos, we got to survive, you know?
That's right. So what does working in Lagos mean to you?
Let's talk about this, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. And if you're a parent too, you have children, how do you cope?
Working in Lagos as a parent.
How do you cope? Wow. The phone lines are
something
buzzing.
Must give.
You must be sacrificing a lot.
Absolutely. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's how you can be a part of our trip across Lagos this morning. Working in Lagos, our question.
And not to forget to scream what's up, Lagos. Hi, welcome.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Collins.
Yes.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, it's been working. When I hear your story, I know nothing is a dumb hustle.
I know.
I thought you were born with a silver spoon. No? Yeah, you try, you.
I was born with a silver spoon. I just chose to have that experience.
As usual, as I always say, not only what's up, Lagos, what's up, Abeokuta, too. because we're also listening for people from far.
Mm. All right, thank you so much. So, appreciate you.
When I was in Lagos, normal daily routine, I set my phone alarm, get up, I've woken up.
Mm.
By 4 o'clock, I'm out of the house.
Wow.
So coming from almost Agbara, going to Yaba every day,
mm-hmm.
I spent at least on a good day, 1,500 on transport.
Wow.
On a salary that is 60,000 naira.
Wow.
So then I was driving a company bus. So at the end of the day, I had to help myself. I had to pick passengers on the road.
Mm.
Help myself. When I reach, before I reach shop, I go sweep the bus and clean up so that they don't go know. No, so I just want to help. You understand now? I don't like to spend that much. Then when Badagry Road was terrible that time, I think three, let's say four to five years ago.
Yeah.
You remember everybody was complaining.
Yeah.
Boom. Then ordinary to get to my suit, Okada is 800 naira then.
Yeah.
So it was so terrible. In fact, that was one the reason I left Lagos to Abeokuta.
Mm. Wow.
I had to save out of the little years I want, bought a small motor and start doing my mini Uber in Abeokuta and whatever.
Wow.
So Lagos was terrible for me. The only thing I had was on Sunday. Sunday, I know the little figure was now sleep. I could sleep throughout. Because I'm weak and knackered. Then I beg, Andrea, permit me to complain one thing,
Joe.
Just 30 seconds. Andrea, especially, I beg, help me call Governor of Lagos State. Let me call Governor of Ogun State.
Okay.
So that if you call this year, Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, may they come chase. That environment has been peaceful for years.
Okay.
Every night at 11 p.m., 12 p.m., you see guys walking peacefully, buying their suya, shawarma, peacefully, just like maybe the inside of Unilag. Girls wearing their fine clothes, bomb socks, walking peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's NERTW in front of that school operating.
Wow.
That thing will bring parada shops, and we bring news vans and rape, and I know what I'm saying. I've seen the picture.
All right.
Let me call Governor of Lagos State. Governor of Ogun State.
Okay.
To call the EC to chase those people come up for there.
All right.
It will be a disaster. Those girls won't be moving around freely later. Thank you very much.
He's been consistently complaining about that.
But taking them away from that particular place, let's not forget they're also doing their job, right? They're also doing their job. But taking them away completely from there, where else exactly?
I think just to buttress what you're saying, I think what you're paying attention to is what could be done for them to change their ways.
Exactly, you're curbing their excesses, so
absolutely,
to speak, rather than taking them away from, you know, their duty post, so to speak.
What does it mean to work in Lagos?
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Take that message, right?
Yeah, frankly. Carlos. Okay, Franklin's here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Tegas. I am a year older today.
Happy birthday to you.
Shout out to you and happy birthday. He says, working in Lagos is drama. If you're being sharp and fast, isn't part of your skill, you go sleep for bus stop.
Hmm. That's right.
Have you experienced rushing for downfall before?
No. When you are new in Lagos.
Have you experienced rushing for downfall before? Where the bus just reached, bam, and he's shouting, my two. And you are not able to run to enter the bus. Oh, my goodness. I think that's what Franklin is talking about.
That is where people lose their home training in this Lagos.
You receive, mommy, you can't push me now.
Mama will push. I say no. You see where so women protect the space for their children.
People who can fly through the windows will fly through the windows just so that they can have a seat in the bus.
Or have you been on the queue for BRT for hours or minutes? Those are time. Who's a queue at same as BRT queue? You buy ticket, you'll be there. Sometimes almost begging for ticket. That's what we got. I mean, when BRT just... But guys, what does working in Lagos mean to you? I'm telling you.
0700-993-993-993. Jump at this conversation, Lagos. Let's talk. Hello, yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Itake.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladi for calling from Morilegomu.
Yep, welcome.
Talking about experience working in Lagos.
Yep.
You know, I had a very sad one. I lost a friend because he got a job just to manage the resources. that is being paid, he decides to start sleeping in the office. And without, he didn't even allow anybody to know, you know, just to manage for himself. And the securities were not aware, people were not aware, and eventually he caught pneumonia.
Wow.
Sleeping on the floor.
Wow.
And the guy just go like that.
Why?
You know, it was a bad experience.
Uh-huh.
That is just it. So if you are going to work in Lagos, man, like Colin said, you see, people lose home training when it comes to Lagos too. I'm telling you, working in Lagos can be very special. But we'll give thanks to God. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
What does it mean to you, really? I mean, that's... I know what people do for survival. I heard of a gentleman who, because he works in Lagos, and most times not because they can't get to their home. It's not always traffic. It could be the cost of transportation. Looking
absolutely. I think that's a major reason.
Yep. Some people, they'll calculate the transport. Okay, instead of, let me find a way of tricking my head somewhere, bet penny when I go. Some go as far as going to negotiate. I won't cast anybody, don't worry. Your guys, they know, they just free you. They negotiate with some securities.
Yeah.
And security self will run streets, collect a small kind of rent, maybe like 1K, 1K5 in a month, or 2K or 5K, and then you come in late in the night, they'll give you some more space in their security posts, you sleep there the following morning. Guys, I know of these things. I didn't do that, but I know of this thing. I know people who had to go that far and just to ensure that they can work in Lagos.
Somewhere in VI, so there's some Lungu.
There are Lungus, of
In VI, just like apartments that were built by individual with sticks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And built it such a way that it's a home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people have families in the mainland, but because they work on the island, they had to create that lungu for themselves where they can pass the night for the week and then go back home during the weekend.
Sure.
That's what surviving in Lagos is.
Now, if you ever wondered why security guards or security personnel in Lagos have so much power, we just gave a clue. Man, they are landlords.
Indeed, landlords.
Oh, my.
Hello, good morning. Jukul is back. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Chest alive. Yes.
My brother, I love you guys.
Thank you.
You're on the line.
You don't love your sister?
I love you guys.
Okay.
This couple.
Thank you.
I love you guys, truly.
Thank you.
Bros, you don't enter down for through boots.
I didn't see that coming.
It shook me. When I come out at the bus stop, with the crowd there like this. So boy, when the bus come, everybody will rush in. Oh boy, I look for me, so even through window. The last seat, I always end that last seat because everybody was rushing at the door. So I had to go either through the boot or through the back glass.
Wow.
I'll fling myself inside.
Wow.
To make sure I get it off.
What if you hurt yourself? But now, wow.
You don't think about that, though.
Hi,
because your mind is where you're going to, even inside the bus.
That's so.
Let me just.
From Akute, because I live at Akute then.
Okay.
You know, to travel from Akute to VI, for that old mainland road up. If you miss the time, you are late.
Thank you for sharing, Gilbert.
Working in Lagos for Gilbert means entering a bus through the boots.
Jeez.
Wow. Well done.
Come on, it's not a shock.
Whoa, no, enter.
You enter.
What if as you want to enter through the window or the booth, somebody, the seat is full already.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
As you want to enter, you just stay halfway.
Hi.
And they say, I know space.
You go hang in it. But have you noticed that what they call it tamo or something like that? There's a name they call that thing that when you want to, you like hang with the conductor.
Okay.
So that you can
Man, I don't know. I won't lie.
God, Lagos, please remind me if you know this stuff. It's called God. Anyway, somebody should remind me. Yes. You know, where you just, you know, join the conductor to hang on the bus. So you can see like 3 or 4 people hanging on the bus with the conductor just so that they can get to their destination.
To make his job easy, they start calling.
They
more voices.
You understand?
To call bus stops.
They help him with his job. You know?
Oh, my. You know, you hear us talk about this thing, you'd be like, you know, oh boy, I don't know.
Hello, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
Chest alive!
Andrea, that thing is called Tamo.
Tamo! Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Make up from Satellite Town.
All right, Emeka, thank you. What does working in Lagos mean to you?
Almost what's that? Thank you. Tamo.
Oh, my God.
Tamo.
Oh, Lagos.
Have you tamoed before? Have you tamoed? Have you, hung? You know, with the
conductor.
The conductor.
Have you been a conductor for a minute?
Exactly. Have you tried conductoring in your career before, just so that you can survive in Lagos?
Oh well, that would be saying that to the boot. What's up? Hi.
Okay, turn down the volume on your radio.
I'll kill it dead.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Who do we have?
Good morning. How are you?
You're doing great. Welcome.
Well, okay. This is it. Let me tell you my story. During my days in the Polytechnic.
All right.
My name is Osman. I'm calling from BI.
No, okay. Welcome.
Okay, during my days in the Polytechnic, then from Oshodi to Yana Isolo, my first school was Lagos State Polytechnic.
Okay.
It's always hell. Due to the cost of transportation, we always wait to see Mulwe. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So then we do yesterday, like Yana Isolo, my two.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so funny. So what we do is once we see any bus going to mile 2, we just join it. It's not always easy at all. So we all squeeze ourselves into the mold well. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So in the process of squeezing yourself, we try as much as we can to just get it. Most of the time, we won't get it. So we just tab on with the conductor.
Hi there.
Well, it's 10:33. 27 minutes before 11 o'clock. And you're tuned to Nigeria Info 99.3 in the city of Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
Thanks for the prestige pause indeed. And this is where we feel the pulse of Lagos. This is when you share your everyday Lagos experience. This is when we know what's happening in your lungu. It is a moment with you, Lagosians, to cherish. It's What's Up Lagos. Indeed.
And today on the Feel of Lagos, we're finding out from you, what does walking in Lagos mean to you? What does working in Lagos mean to you? Has it been tough? What's your experience? The height for me today is jumping into a bus through the boot.
Yeah.
Just to secure a seat. Wow.
And get to work.
And just, to get to work.
What an experience. Sometimes people need to hear these experiences to know why you should respect a Lagosian. You know, because it takes a whole lot. Some people, they'll just go back, I can't stand it. I've heard a lot of people say, no. Imagine if you're in Ibadan where you can just wake up and tour the city in 2 hours.
You know? Wow.
I mean, think about it.
Wow.
You can wake up a challenge and find yourself in Iwo Road and then later back to Soka.
It took me coming to Lagos to appreciate Ibadan, kind of.
Yeah. The freedom of movement.
Of movement.
Absolutely.
Wow. Lagos. Talk to us this morning, 0700-993-993-993. Does walking in Lagos mean that you don't get to see your family for the week until the weekend? Is that what working in Lagos means to you?
That is crazy, because Lagos is like, by, if you go by geographical, you know, size, if you like, Lagos is the smallest state in Nigeria, if I'm correct.
But the most populated.
Yes, of course. And then you are in a place where it's very small. That means moving from place to place is supposed to be very more, I mean, closer to you. But you can spend a whole month without going to see your family, because, not because you, because you can't move. Wow.
I know of people who had to rent another apartment on the island.
Yeah.
And have another on the mainland. Yep. Just so that it can have proximity, you know, to their workplace.
A lot of people on that table right now. What does Lagos,
working
in Lagos, mean to you? Oh, my.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Andrea.
What's
good morning,
up?
Collins.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
How are you doing?
We're great.
Esther calling from Lekki.
Welcome, okay. Esther.
I had this personal experience back then. I was working in Surulere.
Okay.
Then I was living in Abule Jesha. Right. So there was an encounter I had inside NAPEP. I bought this NAPEP, and then all these small boys I used to beg money. The guy just came to me. Normally, I've planned myself. This is what I came out with. The guy came to me and begged. I don't have to give you. From, I didn't know when the guy removed my wig from the back.
What?
You
didn't.
Wow.
So you went to work wigless.
And the guy that was sitting beside me, that was already a very fine girl. And I was like, God.
Oh my goodness.
Working in Lagos is crazy. Like,
chai.
Forget this. I can never forget.
So what did you do? Did you run after him with your wig?
No, no, I left it. Like, he dragged it back. And
oh, I left it. Oh, I see.
Yes.
Wow.
You see, those children who beg on the street, they are very notorious. They are very notorious. Haven't you seen the ones that will come and beg, and just because you didn't give them money, they will insult your generation.
So is it good? They
insult your
you.
Generation. Some will even pour spit on you. I've seen that happen several times.
Get out, stupid. They will insult you. You'll be like, wow. No, usually I just pity them. I'm like, hey, yeah, it's not your fault.
Exactly.
I mean, you found yourself there because you were born in that situation.
True
in most
that.
Cases. And that's all your parents taught you. Well, more calls coming in. Lagos, good morning.
Okay, well, we'll wait for that. We have WhatsApp messages.
Uh-huh.
So, Chris Bunny from Ikorodu says, Andrea and Collins, working in Lagos has been fun to me.
Okay.
I'm a screenwriter by profession, so I sit in the comfort of my home, churning out screenplays for filmmakers. Oh, wow. I envy you. And he says, when I feel like taking a nap, I jump on my bed, sleep soundly, and wake up early to hear the lamentations of Lagosians heading home from what? You're not nice.
Yeah, we can't.
You're not nice. No, he's rubbing it in. Dele from Ogwe says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the tech is. Particularly in traffic, that's when I... That was when I fell in love with Nigeria Info, because I can't imagine wasting 8 hours daily on the road. Okay.
So
thank
traffic
you.
And dared you to us.
Thank
or
you.
Us to you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What
so
else?
Another here is... you know, he says, wow, Colin's story is a true case of made in Lagos.
That's right, man.
Another here says, Lagos na hype, stress, and you go pay bills, die. Another here is saying, this is from Samuel. He says, I know they follow their rush enter bus for Lagos. Make my phone no go change owner. That's why I know they use wallets. Rush bus at your own risk. That's some OT there, you know.
Yes. Rush but, at the
end of the, but at the end of the day, you got to rush. It's just that you have to protect yourself.
Which OT? You are not in a hurry. Have you forgotten that you have to always catch up with time in Lagos?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You still have to rush to get the bus. It's just you have to protect your wallet or your phone or whatever it is that you're holding
at
the
right.
time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, there's a common saying in Lagos that has to do with work and making money.
Yeah.
They say... Oweku, Ekolongbe. I don't know if my intonation
is
correct. But for those who understand, you understand what I'm saying. They say Lagos money lives in Lagos.
You can't take it out.
It doesn't really pray go. It doesn't go out that much. I want someone who understands that. I don't want to act like I know the full meaning of that. Or what does that mean to you as a person? Just one person. That's not it. But most importantly, Working in Lagos, what is the meaning to you when you say, okay, I work in Lagos? What does it mean to you? Some people need to understand this.
So this particular one is very hilarious. Okay. And it's such a story. It's such an experience coming from this gentleman. Mm. But I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I would love that you put your name and where you were sending this message from. He says, bro, my experience was a funny one. Before I got a job, I worked from Sabo to VI, sharing my CV like handbill.
Wow. Wow. No.
That's one for you.
This is where you play. What's up, Lagos?
What? Wow.
From Sabo
to VI. Sharing is CV.
Like handbill.
Like handbill.
And somebody's sitting down there. I don't have a job. What do I do now? Oh boy, COT.
So walking down streets in VI, I saw this gentleman with a placard or cardboard, and written on the cardboard was stream my music.
Yeah,
I'm a good artist. Stream my music, something like that.
And I put the link.
And he put a link there, and that this barcode that you can
scan.
And I looked at this young man. I was like, is this what you had to resort to make people listen to your music? This is the hustle?
Now, there'll be two people on that table. There'll be one person that would say, may that smarter wish can do it.
You know, right? I actually asked that question. Is this wisdom? Mm-hmm. How many people will come down from the car or passers-by will stop to scan the barcode or to, click on the link or something?
It's your mission, really, for people to scan and, download your music or stream your music or for people to know your predicament.
Wow.
Big question there. Let's leave that.
Strategic way of begging, so to speak.
I mean, it's still the person's hustle, right?
Eventually.
There are some hustles that are useless. They say never downgrade anybody's hustle. But sometimes upgrade your hustle with information.
Because, man, shout out to that gentleman who handed over his CV.
Yeah.
Like handbills to pass it by.
From Yaba to VI.
You know. Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What? Welcome.
Yeah, top of the day to you.
Hello,
Wed. Hello, Wed is gone.
Hello, Wed. Don't leave us. Don't leave us.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay, so it's a very interesting topic we have today. I used to work in OA when I just started work. And, so I was expected to go open the office every day. Not every day, really. When is my turn?
Mm-hmm.
So when is my turn? I wake up, say 6 a.m. I wear my pajamas, set up my car, I drive to the office, come back and continue sleeping.
Mm.
Then I was relocated to Lagos. One day I was on my way to work, it was my colleague's birthday. I called him at 6 a.m. just to wish him happy birthday, and Bros was still sleeping. Meanwhile, I had left mainland, I was already on the VI. I was like, wow. Lagos, can
you
think to you? Uche is my name.
Nice to call him. All right, Uche, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Working in Lagos means you wake up early in the morning. When some people in other cities are sitting, you are already at work.
On the move.
You can't sleep in the office. Well, you have to get to work.
Okay, this message here says, I came to Lagos as a nurse and working in two hospitals, and because of my accommodation location, I became a resident nurse. When you sleep in the hospital, it means you work 24 hours.
Hmm.
Wow.
I mean.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
This is Madam Ife. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Uh-huh.
What does working in Lagos mean to you?
I'm an old man. In the 70s, when I was working, if my daddy don't drop me, we'll enter ferry.
Okay.
At Apapa, because I grew up at Apapa GRE there.
Oh, okay.
My mother was a civil servant.
Mm.
Okay. So I would take a bus to Liverpool, then trek to Coca-Cola, cross into the ferry.
Okay.
Between 5-10 minutes, you're at Marina. So it was sweet. But what this tragedy is that happened at bus stop when you've run after bus in the 90s, 1990 or 91, and under the bridge of Masha, Andrew, you know what it means to have a patent bag? Five patent bag when I just buy from Balogu over the weekend, carry it to work on Monday. You know that they use a blade to cut the bag.
Wow.
No, we were actually, well, I was living in Aguda then, I'm based at the Salah bus stop. Then somebody just cut it. Unfortunately, the thing did not touch the inner cloth. Otherwise, the person would just dip and pack my money and everything.
Wow. You were lucky.
My children asked, you know, mommy, you carry a bag. Mommy, your bag is torn. Wow. In fact, that end of that month, I bought a car.
Wow.
Because I used to work in JLN. Allen's Motors is the motor industry. When they bring out all these exclusive vehicles, you can buy it on the book value. Wow. So I just went to meet my dear. I said, oh, guys, see my bag. They don't tear them. Approve one beetle for me there. And he gave it to me. One week I learned how to drive and I stopped it. I said, what kind of nonsense is that? I can use this a blade to tear my bag.
You know.
Wow.
Well, you were quite lucky. I mean, you even had to buy a car.
Was good.
You know,
we're not living now. Nobody. You bought me not to go and buy vehicle like what my children are doing. But my own, I know how much about. I don't want to say it on air. It's a banjo for me.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
So it's very difficult. It's not only this time. Even in our own time, it was stressful.
All right.
Even up to now, what of Goso? My shout out to Aguda is something you can check. But the Goso, you will see me.
Try.
Thank you for sharing with us, Madam Ify. We appreciate it.
I know what they're saying, my old part.
We appreciate it all the time.
Now, enjoy Lagos.
In fact,
you, Uncle Jimmy, all of Nana, enjoy this Lagos where we're. Oh my God.
Hello.
Hello. Ah, Hallowet is by. Hallowet.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. What is going on?
The calls are dropping.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Oga Collins.
Yes?
I had to pick scrap in Lagos before I got the job.
You had to what?
Pick scrap.
Pick scrap.
Wow. To do what?
Because I don't want to steal.
Okay, were you selling it?
Yes. They were recycling them. I was selling it for those doing recycling.
Wow.
After which, I'll get there to security job. From there, I got a job with the government.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congrats, man. What a story.
I mean, that's some growth.
That's some growth, man.
But I want to ask, he's gone.
Yeah.
How lucrative is this crap business? I hear people say that it's quite lucrative.
You could just turn to me and ask me.
How lucrative?
I did aluminium.
Collins, how come you've never told me this story?
There are many stories you don't know about me. A lot.
Are you for real?
Not because I forget. Until someone says something, and I remember that I had this experience in most cases.
Wow.
I used to pick aluminium.
I thought I knew quite a lot.
Ah, aluminium.
But that's how lucrative was it?
It was. It's weight.
Yeah, I know cartons and as well.
I can't remember what the actual pay was.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we used to do it. You know, I was in second.
Was it sustainable?
It's not. Are we talking about sustainability here?
I mean.
We're talking about maintainability. To maintain.
Survivability. There's a word like that. Okay. Emmanuel on WhatsApp here is saying, I want to quickly take this before we go on a break. So Emmanuel says, my experience about working in Lagos is that of waking up as early as 3 to 4 a.m. so as not to get late to work. You come home late at night. Funny enough, you can't accurately calculate your transport costs, especially rainy days. Mm-hmm. Your working days is that of Mondays to Saturdays. Now tell me, where is the weekend?
No weekend, man. Nah. Does working in Lagos mean you give up your weekend for life? How many of you on that table? That's why I say Lagos. Said Lagos and they are partying. It's not partying. They don't have it. There's no opportunity. So anywhere, they just cannot be like this. Party one, let's gather, man. Because no opportunities, guys.
Oh, God.
Let's own it. Because it is what it is.
Okay, let's see.
Michael, it's on the line.
Yeah. Good morning, Detective.
Good morning.
When you I'm enjoying both of you. I love your program.
Thank you.
Oh, good, 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 good. I'm an ardent listener of your program, your What's Up Lagos.
Thank you.
Yes, I have so many things to share, but in view of time.
Okay.
In view of time. In fact, now I'm retired.
Oh.
Okay. I schooled in Lagos. In fact, it's like life in Lagos. My school in Lagos prepared me for work in Lagos. Uh-huh. So in the 70s, late 70s, when we started work, there wasn't much hustle like that. There wasn't much hustle. But later in the 80s, things started to change. That was the time we had to ferry across Apapa to Lagos to work. And in process of doing that, you know that some people lost their life.
Yeah.
So fell into the sea.
Yeah.
They lost their life. In
yeah.
And that 80s, late 80s, early 90s, that was when they started importing Tokumbo. Tokumbo's vehicle. Danfo, you know, they were phasing out all those molue.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that was that that period. In fact, that was the beginning of traffic problem in Lagos. At that time, late 80s, early 90s.
Wow.
You know? So get to Lagos, from Apapa to Lagos, man, it was like, in fact, I can't describe it. It could take you up to 4 hours.
Wow.
So we had to ferry the river. In fact, in my working life, in the late 70s, I never suffered much. I was a civil servant. I worked in Apapa. My headquarters was in Lagos,
okay.
Island.
Okay.
Those periods, I went to work by boat. You know, Kenu, Ajegule, crossed to Park Lane. I was working with Defense Army.
Wow.
Cross over to Park Lane, when I'm going to headquarters, Defense headquarters. When we want to cross the water, we use ferry. When I'm coming back, going back home, I take ferry from Apapa there to Maitu.
Wow.
You know, one day, the boat even stopped walking on the water. And all of us panic.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
a lot to talk about.
Thank you for sharing.
I love this topic. I love this topic of yours.
Wow, thank you. God bless you.
Well done for the good work.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Good.
For taking us down memory lane. What an experience. So that you should know where Lagos is coming from.
Yeah.
Maybe we are balling now. We don't know.
No, he didn't say we're balling.
I said we now. Maybe we're balling now. We don't know.
Are we?
If your boat miss, stick for the middle of...
Wow. Man, I don't even want to think about it.
Working in Lagos.
You
know, Jebe. What does it mean?
What does it mean to you? We take this quick, let's see, message before we go on a break. This is coming from who? Molado. He says, Andrea is Tamil. It's fun when you hang at the back, especially at night. I did that when my transport fee finished at Ikeja and I was going to Egbeda. I had to Tamil.
He says,
Scully said, Andrea, I thought you guys are at your bota. You are from the streets.
Who is not from the streets in Lagos? No, tell me now.
They are from the streets.
No. By the way, more than 90% of Lagosians didn't come to Lagos Rich. Everybody came to Osu. So, think about it.
We're going to break. 99.3
Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Well, I heard of a story of a child who was about how many, five? No, less than five. He's still a kid in a crèche. That new play group that they call. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they call them? Play group?
Play group, yes.
Play group, yeah. And that's for children who are, you know, not grown enough, so to speak, to start proper formal education.
I think it's 17 months to 2 years, thereabout.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. And I heard of a story of how... You know the story of how a parent kept a child there and,
just because, in most cases, just because, you know, that parent needed to go to work, even though the child did not require to be in such a place, considering the character, the personality of the child, which later the parent got to know. And that just dawned on me that most people who advocate, oh, children should go to school very early, they should do that, could it be because they have found out, based on research, that kids, there are more benefits for kids to start early? Or is it just because we're in Lagos, oh man, I need to work, let's just put the child somewhere, at least for now, he has not started school, let the child just be there? Could there be dangers? Could there be effect of not giving your child the opportunity to bond with you, even though they are very young, all in the name of, well, it's better for them to be in school or somewhere or start as early as possible? And with that little thought of mine, I think it's the right place for us to kickstart our conversation, which is a part two of its kind.
And that's right. We started this conversation yesterday asking what is the appropriate age to enroll your child. And we had a few callers who told us as long as the child is independent, as long as the child can speak, as long as the child is showing some eagerness and readiness to learn, it's good enough time to put the child in school. While some people says, nah, I'm going to wait till he's like 4 to 5 years before I put him in school.
That's right.
Now, today, we're going to also play a very short clip for you to listen to. A very young girl, a 7-year-old, who was the first to deliver a TED Talk. And she had some things to say about a child's development from the age 0 to 5 years old. And we're going to that, but we're asking you, as an individual, a parent, what age do you think is appropriate to have your child start school?
That's a question. We started yesterday. A lot of people sharing their experiences. Now, whatever you say, you back it up with the reason why you think so. Because we're not just having a conversation for opinions to be shared. It's a place where some people would also form their opinion as a result of your opinion and or the collective conversation that would have. It's a place where someone would learn and also be guided on what to do. So when you give whatever it is you're giving as a reason, or whatever side you're on, whatever age, also let us know why you think it's the appropriate age or appropriate time or period for a child to start a formal education, a formal schooling, as it were.
Could change the world. Thanks to scientists, we now know just how important the first 5 years are for our health and development, especially our brains. Our brains develop faster in our early years than at any other time in our lives. It can create up to 1 million neural connections every second. But we need your help. Our healthy development depends on these top 5 things. 1, connecting. 2, talking. 3, playing. 4, a healthy home. 5, community. All of this helps our brains and us reach our full potential. So what's something you can do that can really make a difference? Scientists call it serve and return. That's just a grown-up way of saying connect, talk and play with us. Copycat games build imagination and empathy. Naming games build vocabulary and attention.
Daddy, Ari.
And games like peekaboo, yep, peekaboo, actually build memory and trust. Each time you talk to us, play with us, make us laugh, it not only builds and strengthens our relationships and mental health, it actually teaches us some of the most important life skills. From making friends, to taking a test, to getting a job, to one day maybe even starting a family of our own. Let's see what happens when the connection is taken away. So now he's trying to get his dad's attention again. He's reaching out like, that was fun, why have you stopped? I know it's important for adults to use their devices sometimes, but kids are hardwired to seek out meaningful connections. Not receiving them causes confusion and stress. What if a whole childhood was like that last 30 seconds? How hard it would be for a child to feel calm, to feel safe, to learn to trust anyone, and the lifelong impact that would have. So please try and remember, the most special period for our development is the first 5 years. What's something really impactful you can do? Serve and return. And when? Early and often. Imagine the difference we could make if everyone everywhere did this.
All right. The first time I listened and I watched that video, I felt guilty. I can't even lie. If you're a parent and you come across that video, it's on YouTube, all right? When you come across that video, somewhere along the line is going to prick you because you ask yourself the question, have I actually been giving my child that connection that they deserve from that age 0 to 5? Now, these 0 to 5 years, actually, most parents tend to take their children to school.
Or ignore them and say, well, they don't know much now. Mm. And when you can start talking, we can start teaching
connecting
stuff, but now
with
we can't connect.
Now, the child in the video was more or less a 6-month-old child. And that child
the baby in the video. Yeah.
So that shows that at that age, the child is not able to speak just yet, but the child could respond to the connection that he was having with the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some kind of plays that the child had to respond to that was helping the child with vocabulary, you know. So in as much as we want to say, yes, you know, the school environment could also offer these things,
mm-hmm.
but how much more we as parents to our children?
Yes, the whole idea is to understand that parents actually do have a role to play.
That's right.
That you don't have a connection with your children. You just believe that, okay, the teachers are doing the job. The teachers will also always advise you that professionally, it is only right that you create a bond and a connection with the kids. That's going to make the teacher's job easy.
Mm.
Because if you do, you, whether you like it or not, you... He who are the first person, or you are the first person, the first contact of this child. So, yeah, they have a connection with you. And something you take from that TED Talk by the youngest speaker, that's
Molly Wright.
Molly Wright. I mean, I was just saying, oh, man, I want my child to sound that way. I want my child to be that intelligent to that young. And it can happen. She talked about that the first 5 years, and all these things are based on research, of course. Sutured by scientists who have checked and proven it right, that things you should pay at the first 5 years are the periods where the kinds of plays you do, or when you get to give them attention, you help connecting, you help them talk. I mean, you help them to develop better by what? Connecting with them, by talking to them.
Building trust and confidence.
Absolutely. By playing with them, and a healthy home, not forgetting the community, which of course that's where the schooling comes in.
Yeah.
And when she mentioned all this thing, I'm just like, I now understand why at 2 months old or a month old, Andrea was already having a conversation with her son, like, as if it was there. I'll be like, this guy, no, yeah, you said, who told you? I was like, okay, that's true. Later, he grew and he started articulating some of the things that she was talking to her, to him about when he could barely even move his neck. And just listening to this video again just reminded me of the fact that, yes, indeed, there's need for us as parents to do more at an early age.
Wow, with all this, would you still say that it's more important to put them in school at that particular age? Would you think that putting them in school would also help to enhance their development from the age 0 to 5, which is the most critical stage of development in a child?
So what age is the appropriate age to put your child in school?
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
All right, the line's being screened. And if you listen to the video, what part got your attention?
Absolutely. What part really pricked you as a parent? What part really did prick you? I can't lie. The part where, you know, there was a disconnection, where the child started asking for that, you know, play again.
Why did you stop?
You know, when there was that disconnect, I felt it, because there are times when I just want to be all by myself, and I must have played with him a while. We had that connection for a while, and then I just want to be by myself. And, you know, he's looking forward to having more of the fun.
Yeah, man, we all are guilty of that.
Hello, good morning, Mike.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from Lekki Nation, Nigeria.
All right.
On the discussion, on what age is appropriate? In my own opinion, it's not age, it's how ready the child is. Because our developmental levels are different, as individually we are different.
That's right.
Now, the second point I have is on the issue of parent and school. One, you cannot rule out the place of parent. When the Bible says train up a child, you not train. What the problem we have, most of us do is to train up a youth. The Bible said a child. And so from 0 to 6 for me is a childhood. Because after then the child begins to get used to the environment, the society, and begin to pick some values, some things you feel is right.
Yeah.
But if a parent has started to lay the foundation of value with he wants to impart in the child, it becomes easy for the child to know what to pick from the environment.
All right.
When you send the child so early to school, you are allowing the school to impart what they feel is right, which might not fit into your own child. It's good if the child is ready to go, maybe because you want to, so maybe you don't have enough time, or you feel to assist what you want to do. But a parent should have their fundamental goals, values they want to impart
first before taking the child to school. All right, thank you so much, Mike.
How ready the child is and the value for the parent. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
So he said how ready the child is, you know, to learn, and also the parents must have done some groundwork in the life of the child before taking the child to school, where the teachers or the school environment, you know,
on the instruction of the parents. So it's usually some people take it the other way around. The schools tell you, okay, this is what your child should do.
And then they come home to replicate the same.
Instead, I mean, so what he's saying, that it's better for
the parents
to know their child's personality, and then that's how to determine whether they're ready.
Yeah, I think that made sense, especially the part where the parents have to like instill their core values into the children before taking them to school. You know, because schools, they have core values they also instill in the lives of these children.
Based on their own
mission, vision,
absolutely.
And what have you, you know.
Malik is on the line.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Malik. Welcome.
Is there any password for today?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Easy.
Anyway, the last man that called, he's correct in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. But from 8 months, the baby knows what is good and bad. They might not be able to talk.
Yeah.
But the facial expression from them, we watch them sometimes. When they throw the remote away, they look at you. They understand what they have done. From that 8 months, you're able to communicate with your child. That is why, if you see the so-called people from the other side of the wall, they have what they call baby's room. You understand me? So they don't see what the mom and dad are doing sometimes. You think they don't know. they understand. They could see you, but sometimes they will be able to talk. So from that 8 months, you're able to teach it little by little. You get my point?
Absolutely.
From there, the baby will understand you before he or she will start talking. Therefore, the school is correct. It depends when they're ready.
Okay.
But well, because of busyness of our schedule now, you know, traffic is that city for Nigeria today. Mm-hmm. All school, we will all send a good daycare for 6 or 5 months. We could go 5 months. Maybe like say we don't lose.
Chat.
Malik, right. Thank you so much. Lagos.
Wow.
Take it easy. Wow. A lot we're hearing today.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The name is Moses.
Hi, Moses.
Moses.
Actually, yeah, I've always emphasized this point in this radio station. You don't train your child after giving birth to their child. You said train your child from infants. You start training your child from a mother's tummy.
Okay.
If you notice, if you sing a particular song to a baby in a mother's tummy and giving birth to that baby, by the time the baby will start learning how to talk, is that thing you have been seeing, it will start to use to talk. So don't, and that is the problem we have in the whole children, and that's why we have wayward children majority everywhere. Because you don't know when to start to train a child. That is why I always ask, do you even know what it means to marry before being a parent? Do you understand? Because you don't just give birth to a child and start beating the child. Come here and say, do this. I say this and say you are training the child. You should watch documentaries. See how they train dog. If dog can learn how to clamp a rope, how can you train your own child?
All right. So what age is appropriate?
Let me tell you, there is no age that is proper. A child can be 1 year and 2 years and be very matured. He or she can go to school.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Moses. I mean, he's so passionate about this.
Yeah, I could. What is said
about training a child in the tongue?
I absolutely agree. So you know, when a mother is carrying a child, the child can hear the sound of the mother's voice, can recognize the sound of the mother's voice, can also recognize the sound of the father's voice, the song, the sound around them. So what he said is actually correct. And that's why they say keep speaking to your baby bump.
Okay.
Even though you cannot hold him or her in your arms just yet. Keep speaking because they can hear you.
Wow. Well, another call.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Oh, am I on the show?
You're live.
Absolutely.
On the show.
On What's Up, Lagos with the Techers.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Chance for life. Every time you're going to say, yeah! That's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay, so I want to contribute to the topic.
Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm a father. I'm a proud father.
All right.
And I have two kids. And I want to talk about this using my two kids.
Okay.
First of all, my first son was, he got into school quite early, 1 year old. And he picked up immediately. He was able to speak. He was able to do everything we wanted him to do. And he could understand everything. He could speak. Speaking was the first thing we really wanted him to be able to do. Now, for my second son, he got into school at plus one, but we had a pandemic, so he had to come back home because everybody was on lockdown. And then somehow he still can't speak. He's plus two now, but he can't speak very well, unlike the brother who speak so quickly. And then when we asked everybody, including elders, and everybody just kept on attributing it to the fact that he wasn't able to go to school, just like the way the brother was. And I think we should emphasize going to school early for the kids.
All right.
Because everything about their development is in school. Though the parents are the first teachers. Because when you speak to the teachers, they will still tell you, and you need to, you know, sit down with the children, know them properly, that you can't just put all the burden on the teacher. So, I mean, as parents, we need to understand our children first and take them to school very early.
as early as 1 year old. You don't need to start waiting till they are three, they are four, because they need to learn what the other kids are learning. And okay. We are not professional teachers.
Okay.
We can't teach them everything that the teachers that are trained to teach them know.
Mm.
So, you're saying that there's no appropriate age? It's just probably the readiness as early, of the child?
As early as possible. I would say 1 year old.
Okay. All right.
As soon as it's 1 year, it's good. You can put them in school.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
You know, he said a couple of things. He said something about the fact that he asked people around. I was going to ask him, did you ask an expert?
Hmm.
Did you speak to
a child psychologist?
Did you try to find out why the child, just because the other one, your first child, this is also addressed to your mother,
yes,
went to school and he spoke early and all that, may not necessarily mean that that's why the other one who did not go to school early cannot speak. It may not.
Yeah.
You might want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes an expert to tell you what to look out for in the mm-hmm. child's personality,
yeah,
in the child's behavior,
yeah,
for you to be able to know what the reason is.
And the kind of learning pattern that works for
him.
The child, yes.
You know, and these are things parents should take seriously. And that's why we're having these kind of conversations.
That's right.
Talking of which, you know, a child psychologist should be joining us.
Hello.
Hopefully today before the show ends. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheers. Alive.
Yes, my name is Femi.
Hi, Femi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes. So, in my opinion of little expert, I feel like a child that gets mixed with other children, so which is what will happen if you send a child to daycare early. So, in my case, well, I mean, if you have a household full of kids, that's fine.
Okay.
But my own thing is the child that gets to mix, you know, gets the social clique.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's socialize.
For children, the best, yeah, socialize, thank you. The best education for a baby growing up to five, even up more than five, is play. They said they learn through
absolutely
play.
That's right.
All right.
So if you leave your child at home and she gets to play or he gets to play with other children in the neighborhood or whatever, they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you take them to a formal place because you don't have time, and you know, you take them to a daycare, that's all they're doing in daycare is learning, and then after a while they start putting objects and stuff in front of them.
All right.
It is learning too. So for me, the earlier the child socializes and gets to play, you know,
the better.
You can have formal play for the child, the better. Because some people just put the kids at home and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they said the child is there to five, and then the child has no development or whatsoever.
Thank you so much. You
Thank
made
you
your point.
That. We need to go on a break. We'll be right back.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. We are live on Family Talk with the Techers on WhatsApp Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk indeed. And we are on the parenting table today, asking the question to parents, teachers, guidance, lovers of kids from wherever you are listening to us. The question of, at what age should a child, or it's at what age is appropriate for a child to start formal education? A lot has been said already, and there's a lot more to hear.
There's a lot more to hear indeed. On WhatsApp, we have a few, and this person is disagreeing with the last caller, Femilunier.
Mm-hmm.
Is disagreeing with the last caller, he says. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the tech kids. I disagree with the last caller that said we should take our children to school early enough. My wife and I concluded that our daughter wouldn't go to school until she can speak to a certain degree, just so she will be able to report any form of bullying in case of any. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, she's already learning all that she can learn. Now, she's 18 months old. The right values, the need we need to instill in her now. Mm-hmm. We are doing our best. Okay.
That's another talking point. What? Because, okay, to learn. Are you sure of what? Are you also sure of what you're learning in school?
They request for videos
chat,
of the activities and what have you. Anyway, Virosa from VI says, from my experience with my nephew, schooling helped him start speaking more clearly. He started at +2 and he's been sharper in character and clearer in speech now.
Wow.
Okay, another here is saying, what's up, Lagos? A child's training begins at home. It's the home training that actually prepares the child for life. Then formal schooling provides the tools of application for the child's realistic life functioning.
Hmm.
The first 4 years of a child is ideal for home training before formal schooling.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady out there, you can call
01465-7190.
And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. Sam is on the line.
What's up, Lagos Sam? Welcome.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Thank you very much. Yes, the topic you brought up this morning is very interesting.
Mm.
Yes, the task of child training is enormous.
Mm.
And it started right from the formative months.
Okay.
We have three aspects of training a child. We talk of the mental, we talk of the physical. Of course, that can only be when the child comes out from the womb. And then, of course, we talk of the spiritual. The mental and the spiritual started right from the formation. The little tapping of the mother and talking to that child while keeping in the womb, you have commenced training. And also, when the child eventually comes out, the child learns from what he sees, he learns from what he hears, he learns also from what you deliberately try to inculcate into the child. So, unfortunately, a lot of parents concentrate on the mental and the physical, the spiritual aspect to the society.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sam.
It was difficult to hear what he was trying to say.
But he talked about that parents concentrate on the physical and the mental aspect of training a child.
And ignoring and the spiritual.
But how do you spiritually train a child?
Teaching them to say amen and hallelujah, reading the scriptures to them.
That's if you're a Christian?
That's if you're a Christian. They listen, they understand, you explain just as you would explain, drop your bag, sit down.
Mm.
You know, they definitely respond to this.
Well, Emeka is calling from K2.
Hi, Emeka, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Call it, I greet everybody. My name is Emeka, calling from K2.
Okay, Emeka, go ahead, sir.
I've been calling before, sir.
Okay, yes, I remember you. Emeka, how's K2?
Thank God, sir. Please, I want to just explain small. I don't know whether if you give me a lot to explain small because I want
for
to...
where? Hello?
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? Oh, man, he was gone. Jeez.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Good morning, okay.
Good morning.
I appreciate you guys. The program has been amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleague, I don't know if I should say it offline or I should talk to you directly.
What about? You want to give me money?
No, I want to give information.
Okay, what's going on?
It's how people feel comfortable pressing phone on top of the bike.
Oh, comfortable on the bike. Pressing phone.
Comfortable pressing phone.
Okay.
Come on, Lagos.
TV.
You could send a WhatsApp message to ask for that, for such thing. A topic, when your family talk, we're talking serious matter here. What,
you,
if they
you would have
for
called to talk to us on that. That's on WhatsApp. What I mean, the feel of Lagos, the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
That will be welcomed. But I mean, right now, we're talking family.
Yeah, that's what we have, a pressing matter on the table right now. You know? People press phone on the back every day. People press phone on the boots. I know it's a worry. We can send us a message and then they will look for the appropriate time to put
to
it out there.
To discuss that.
We can't talk about everything at the same time.
Today we're talking the appropriate age to enroll your child in school. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos? This morning, good morning. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yes. What is it? It's short. A man was born here, but he's not empty age. So definitely when a child is born, he has something to learn. It's not by age or it's not by time, but it's how it starts with your child. It's how it starts with your child. And then as the last caller said, he said when you sing a song to your child, the child learns from that song. Even though when the father enter in, when you hear the voice of the father, you will reply.
That's right.
We will look there. Without speaking, we will look there. Definitely, it is from there. It's not by sending the child to school early that the child can make it. We are adults, but see, our mentality are not the same.
All right.
You might be more sharper than I. You might be more older than me, but I will be more smarter than you.
That's right.
So it's not by age, it's not by anything, it's just by the grace of God.
Okay, so are you saying, I mean, what are you saying? What age is appropriate? It doesn't matter?
What I mean to say is it has not a particular age. The beginning, when the child is born,
is already learning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate that. Hello, good morning. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Yeah, hello?
You have to speak up a little.
We're here with you. We got to let you go. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello? Cheers to life.
My name is Joy. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Joy.
I love the topic that is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And my child did not actually start school on time.
Okay.
Based on some reasons. Maybe because of issues. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We can hear you.
Okay, so basically because she's a preterm, so I didn't really want her to start school on time, based off because of hygiene and all of that. So, but to me, I just feel that it's better if the child should start school when she's able to communicate a little bit, like let's say at the age of 3 years, your child starts school, she's able to say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, than if the child starts school too early. There might be some things, you know, then, because my child was actually falling sick when I put her then in daycare because of the hygiene level and all that. So I don't know if you can get us a professional that can balance this thing and let us actually know if we are doing the right thing. But I just feel 3 years is better. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing. You know,
talking of which, the professional part, I just want to respond to that.
Okay.
Talking of, of course, we are going to have a child psychologist. We're hoping to connect with him today, but next week. Today, we decided to hear more from you and hear all the questions that you've raised, like this last caller, knowing what is right. And also, we'll get the professional to tell us, to direct us.
Yeah.
Because there are so many misconceptions.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we believe that is what should be. That is not actually based on professional advice.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, the truth is that the fundamental learning process of a child starts at home before going to school. So that means, or that, you know, with that understanding, the parents are the children's first teacher.
That's right.
It still goes back to the parent understanding the child, seeing that the child is learning and knowing, okay, I think at this point this child is ready to be in school. So it's for me, I'm thinking, it goes back to the parents developing the child from home, training the child, homeschooling the child to when they think the child is ready to go further. Now, if the child is unable to pick up, unable to be good enough or to speak or to, you know, demonstrate some of these things, I don't want to blame the parent, but at the same time, it goes back to the parent. Okay. But that's where they now seek professional help by taking them to teachers who are trained to do the job, so to speak. But you know, how many parents are ready to see and be deliberate about training their child, homeschooling their child at home first before putting them in the four walls of a school environment?
That's right. How many are ready and how many
understand what it takes?
Know how many of them know what it takes to actually do that? I mean, train a child.
Mm.
Now, I heard a comment there just a while ago about someone saying that it's better when the child can communicate.
Yeah.
So when you say that, I want to believe you're talking about verbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
But kids communicate non-verbally from the day they were born.
Absolutely.
How do the child know where there is Olympus is located? If you don't know what Olympus is.
And how does a child cry when they want to eat? That's because, you know, they are communicating that they're hungry.
So,
or they're restless.
Most importantly is that let's just collate all of these opinions and conversations. And then when we have the experts on board, we have a number of experts. We plan to bring a number of experts.
Yeah. You know, school owner and a child psychologist.
So we learn all what we need to learn and ask all the questions we need, because this is not the end of this topic.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Colin.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back on the line.
Welcome.
I believe the best way or the best resources is from the Ministry of Education.
To do what?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We're here.
Yes. So in the playground, they have what is called daycare baby playground.
Okay.
It's not a school. The mother happened to be working and the father, and they cannot carry the child to the office. So in that case, when they bring them to a particular place where the mature people look after baby, so that is not a learning ground. So they have a big hall and with mat where they keep the baby and baby cord. So
what age? What age? Sorry,
teacher.
Sorry, Madam Aigbe. Quick one. What age do you think it's appropriate for a child to start formal education?
Formal education, according to Ministry of Education, is 5 years, but Lagos State said it's 6 years.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Thank you for that opinion. A lot of calls are coming in. If you can stick to a minute, it would be appreciated. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Chester Live. Welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Lara from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
I laugh sometimes when I hear the comments people make. In the 20th century, the age of registering a child in school was 6. But is that feasible now? With what is on ground now, it's not at all feasible. Some children, like my first child, had to go to with one form of setting or the other at the age of 13 months because I had to go back to work. And my nanny left. So I think each case has to be taken on its own merit. Some mothers, like you rightly said the other time, homeschooling, some mothers can do that, some can't.
Yeah,
so what happens to mothers who can? I did study child psychology, and nobody can tell me there is an age where a child should start school or not. Now, the problem we have in this part of the world is the fact that there are no policies. There may be policies written, but there's no implementation. Because in the first place, abroad, that's where you have, I don't want to advertise for anybody, but I started my teaching life with the Corona schools. You will find they have what you call day nurseries. That's what it's supposed to be. They are at the age of 3 till they are 5, 6 and ready to go into the primary.
Okay.
There are crashes. Day nurseries are not supposed to be in a school setting. That is why you have them learning Anambra, Umahia, and all this one, and counting 1 to 1 million at the age of 3. I have worked in the British setting, I know a lot about the British curriculum. For the early years in the British setting, all a child is required to know and count and recognize is 1 to 20. If a child is comfortable with 1 to 20, there is nothing you give that child later that child won't be able to place, which is called place value. But here, if your own child is not able to read up to 1,000 in our school. So a lot is wrong with our policies, and a lot more is wrong with our parents who are misinformed. And that is the bane of it. That's why I refuse to open a school. A lot of my mates, they listen to me now, why don't you open it? I can't. Because the mentality of the average Nigerian parents, I don't know where to place it.
Wow.
I know what to give your child. If you bring in the crash, they are supposed to sleep and wake, listen to music, move, play, that is all. What were you doing at your age then? But now, because of the economy and a lot more that is happening, they think of the money they pay. So that's why you have them giving a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old pencil to start writing 1 to 10, which is not supposed to be.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You said quite a lot.
Timely topic for you. Timely conversation with your experience.
That's right.
And you see that the matter that
with Dale like this.
That is not a small matter.
It's not. It's actually a very critical one.
A lot of parents right now, even would-be parents, are confused. Like, they have heard so many things. What? This is what works. This was better. This was. And that was the whole idea of having people call in today and tell their own experience. Okay, what age? And we've heard a lot. And we're still hearing more.
We're still hearing more. Personally, I remember having this conversation with my husband even before I had my child or our baby, that I'm not sure that I would take my child to school early.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to be devoted to homeschooling him till I feel that he is okay enough to be in the walls of a school setting. And part of the things I had to, even though I'm still learning, was to use the Montessori curriculum.
Yeah.
I get him these Montessori toys, you know, that helps with his, you know, helping. It actually helps him to be hands-on. It helps him with repetition. We use repetition. It's been fun. And, you know, the good thing is it allows him to play, not to be in a too serious environment, so to speak. That helps him to learn in a much fun way, so to speak. And it has been paying off. Trust me. He's just 17 months. But he knows a lot.
So there you heard a parent
he knows
sharing
a lot.
Her own experience.
Yeah.
And all what she said, of course, my own experience too. Because I've been learning from some of the things. A lot of things I didn't know, really, that it had to take you to point me in the direction, especially even parenting, as it were. And I'm not shy to say that. Because a lot of parents, you know, die in, I know it all. I too know. And at the end of the day, they are not learning anything and they're affecting these innocent lives whose lives have been committed into their hands and it depends solely on the decisions we make as parents.
That's right. Deji on WhatsApp here, he has said quite a lot and most of what he said, I agree to because it's also the same, method that I have been implementing as well. So let's see. He says, this is Deji from Yaba. So I stole some Montessori training from my wife as she is an early childhood teacher.
Okay.
Dr. Montessori transformed the child's development into calculated fun activities.
Yeah.
Broken down into practical life, sensorial, language, and art, and also science. It says practical life training begins at home, and this is the most important aspect. The child mimics what he sees the parents doing. So people say they want they wait for when the child can speak or assimilate are wrong. Oh my goodness!
Follow my guy. How every night.
Ha ha ha! It's 11:57. And it has been a very insightful, educated, interesting conversation that we've had today on Family Talk. But hey, we've got to leave the studio at the moment. I want to say thank you to everyone who participated. You shared your experience. You've also told us what you think is best. But we would also still have this topic again, but this time we would have a school owner and a child psychologist to also educate us, because sometimes what we think we know isn't what it actually is. Right.
That's right. I mean, the truth is, the whole idea was to hear people today. And we now hear from the experts afterwards.
That's right.
So the next time we bring the topic, certainly not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Techie Talk. We'd have we'd also have some special guests joining us tomorrow, our partners and friends from the Global Citizens. They'll be talking about the Global Citizens live lineup, and of course, live, which is an event, which we'll learn more about that tomorrow. We'd have some guests from there to talk to us before the show ends. But we also have our Techie Talk. We continue our series on cybersecurity awareness on radio, and that would continue tomorrow on the show.
Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's always a delight to be on this side listening, and also you on the other side listening to us. We love you. I am Andrea Adwobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care. Understand that. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The news coming up now
with Yvonne Ohaifo.